doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the 5th chapter, the 9th Mishnah. We do the Rambam's Perish. Arba Midot Pa'adam. 4 types of people. 4 tendencies among human beings. There are the people who say, Omer Sheli Sheli, B'Shelcha Shelach. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Zomida Benonit. This is a middle type of trait. The Yeshmuim Zomidat Sdom. And others say this is the Sodomite's trait. That the Sodomite said, don't ask me for anything and I won't ask you for anything. What's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. Then you have a person that says, Sheli Shelcha, V'Shelcha Sheli. What's yours is mine, what's mine is yours. Am Haaretz. Sheli Shelcha, V'Shelcha Shelach. That's what it says. Shelchi Shelcha, Sheli Shelcha. V'Shelcha Shelcha, the person says, you keep yours and you can have from mine. Chasid. Shelcha Sheli V'Sheli Sheli. But if he says the opposite, he says, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. Rasha. So says the Rambam, Minei Nitber Lecha Minshon Ze Ki Chasid Hu Amosif B'Maaseh HaTov. Here you see, the Mishnah clarified that the term Chasid is a reference to someone who extends his action of good. Meaning he's a little off-center. Meaning we have the balanced middle path, and this guy goes a little off the middle path to try and do more good on behalf of his fellow man. More than is expected of him. You see also here, ki rasha nikra mishyesh migrat mimikot hanefesh. A rasha is a reference to someone who's lacking in his soul, klomar mitnaheg befulotav bekzeh sheni, meaning someone who behaves in the opposite extreme, amosif, kmo shebi'anu beperk avi. He takes more than he is entitled to, as we explained in the 4th chapter of the introduction. Because someone who says, I want my money, and I want other people's money, hu bal tava, he's someone who's master of desire, vikra o rasha. And so the Mishnah calls him a rasha. Now, the term Am Haaretz, the Rambam didn't explain over here, but in earlier Mishnah, the Rambam explained, when the Mishnah said, in bur yirechet, so the Rambam explained, what is a bur, what is an Am Haaretz, and the Rambam said that an Am Haaretz is someone that's at least productive in society. A boor has nothing to offer. But in Am Haaretz, at least he's, when it comes to the simple things of helping society function, there at least he's a productive member. And for some reason, someone who says, what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine, that's called an Am Haaretz. That needs some work. Mishnah Yod. Arba Midot Badeot. There are 4 types of attitudes in life. Noach lichos v'noach lirtzot, person who gets easily angry, but he's easily appeased, a 3-year-old, or adults who behave like a 3-year-old. Yetzav sedo b'scharo, so then what he loses at least gets covered over with what he gains. At least he's easy to appease. Kashe lichos v'kashe lirtzot, someone who's hard to anger. But once you get him angry, it's hard to appease him. Yatzas scharo b'efsedo. Then the good that he had went out with what he's lacking, because he, even though it's hard to get him angry, that's very good. But that gets overrun by the fact that once he's angry, it's hard to appease him. Kashe lichos v'noach lirtzot, someone who's hard to anger and easy to appease, chasid. Noach lichos v'kashe lirtzot, someone who angers easily and is very hard to appease, that's a rasha. Says the Rambam, hitbonin ech kara et hamatun. Notice how he called the patient one, Hashem tinutom ruba ad shehu karov le'i argasha, till his patience reaches the point where it's almost like he doesn't feel when you hurt him. That's a chasid. Notice that in the previous Mishnah we said, a chasid is someone who is willing to forgo his money. He says, what's yours and mine is yours. And here in this Mishnah we said, someone who's hard to anger and easy to appease, so then it's almost as though he doesn't feel hurt when you try to hurt him. That's a chasid. V'kara l'ze sheyesh bo migrat hakas. And then the person who has the fault of anger, that is easy to anger and hard to appease, he calls him a rasha. So here we see another application of when a person gets these titles. Mishnah Yud Alef, Arba'a Midot Batalmidim. We have four types of students. We have four tendencies among the students. Mimeher Lishmoa, one who grasps things quickly. Umimeher La'abed, but he's also quick to forget. Yatzaschor Be'efsedo. So then the good that he had, that he's quick to grasp, is overrun by his fault that he is quick to lose it. Kashe Lishmoa ve'kashe La'abed. Someone who has a hard time grasping something, but then once he grasps it, it's very hard to make him forget it. Even though it's not great to be a person who's hard of understanding, but at least that's overrun by the benefit that once he does understand, he doesn't lose it so quickly. Someone who's quick to grasp and holds on to it, it's hard to forget. That's a chacham. Kashe lishmo, someone who has a hard time grasping. Umimaher la'abed, and then he is very quick to forget it. Zechelek ra, that's a bad portion. You don't necessarily have a choice what portion you get from above, but that's a bad portion. Says the Rambam. Hitbonen, take a note. Echlo amar al ba'al hazikaron hatov vekala havana. He did not call the person who has a good memory and easy understanding a chassid. That's not the term he uses. That's an intellectual asset. It's not an asset. It's not someone who's extra kind. It's someone who has a gift. He's gifted in his wisdom. And that's why a person like that is called a chacham, a wise man. Nor did the Mishnah say that someone who has difficulty understanding and then he is quick to forget. The Mishnah didn't call him a rasha. Because that's not something a person can control. And this isn't something that a person can acquire. You're granted a good memory, a bad memory. That's not something that's in our control. So you don't call someone who has a bad memory a wicked person. As we explained in the second chapter of our introduction, that there are areas where we can change what type of people we are. That those are areas of the traits. Those are areas of what type of human being we'll be. And then there are areas where we have no choice. We're just given the tools that God gives us. And we'll finish with Mishnah Yud Bet. Arba midot benotnei tzedaka. When it comes to giving charity, there are four types of people. Rotze sheiten v'lo yitnu acherim. You have one guy who wants to give, but he doesn't want anyone else to give. Eino ra'a b'shel acherim. So he's got a bad eye when it comes to other people. Sheitnu acherim v'hu lo yiten. If he wants that others will give, but he doesn't want to give. So he's got a bad eye when it comes to his own. If he wants to give, and he also wants that others will give, chassid. If he doesn't want to give and he doesn't want anyone else to give, rasha. That's a wicked person. Says the Rambam, hitbonen, take note, ech kara et hamuflag barachmanut. How the Mishnah calls the one who has exceptional mercy, שאינו מסתפק במה שהוא מרחם לבדו, that he's not content with his own mercy עד שמוסיף באחרים, until he can get others to also partake of the kindness, that's called a chassid. וקרא קשה הלב רשע. And he called a person who has a hard heart, he called him wicked. So we had over here three terms for chassid and רשע. He had the person who gives of his own, that was a chassid. The person who takes what's not his, that was a rasha. The person who is hard to anger and easy to appease, that was a chassid. The person who is easy to anger and hard to appease, that was a rasha. And now we saw the person who wants to give and also wants others to give, so that's a chassid. And that doesn't contradict the first Mishnah, where it said he wants to give others of his own, because he also wants others to get this benefit of giving the tzedakah. And then the person who doesn't want to give and doesn't want others to give, so that doesn't negate the first Mishnah either, where the Rasha says, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. And he also doesn't want to give and doesn't want others to give, and that too the Mishnah calls a Rasha.